Train Whistle Friday, Bob Almanac. And I did not see any famous person that passed on. So for the first time in a couple of days here, we do not have a Bob FM, Bob Almanac salute, which we like. We don't like to see those people pass on to the realm of the gons, but not for gons. But we had two each the last couple of days. So right into it today. And Virtual Neil is here.
I'm ready, Jim.
To do what he does. And you know, I need to get a new Virtual Neil recorded too. I was listening back the other day as I was critiquing and trying to find ways to make the almanac longer. And I've noticed that Neil says, one of the greats. I need to get that in there too. I need to get that in there as a Virtual Neil recording. Maybe next week when we're back together, we'll record that live on the air. You'll be a part of a little inside radio jargon. One of the greats for Friday, September 25th, 269th day of the year. We have 96 full days left to go. Benedict Arnold did his full face turn. It's what we call it in the professional wrestling biz, the face turn. He was officially a traitor. He joined the British. This date, 1780. 1789, the first U.S. Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution, sent them to the states. 10 of the 12 were approved, and they became the Bill of Rights. The two rejected Bill of Rights were, one, the right to party. In fact, the Beastie Boys said that you had to fight for that right because it wasn't part of the Bill of Rights. So you remember that. The right to party was the one, and I think it was the right to turn or pass on the right. I think that was it. The right to pass on the right, where you could pass using the shoulder, which you can't do. But they proposed it. 1789. The state said no. 1980 in the news.
John Bonham, the drummer for Led Zeppelin, is dead at the age of 32. I'm Jim Cameron from The Source, and as Inspector Ed Garland of the Thames Valley Police in England tells us,
we do not know the cause of death. There will be a post-mortem in due course, although we're not treating it as suspicious.
Bonham was found lying in bed by John Paul Jones after a night's sleep at Jimmy Page's home following a late-night rehearsal.
It was a shocking day in music. Led Zeppelin drummer Bonzo, John Bonham, passed away just 32. It turned out, after they did the autopsy, asphyxiation. He choked on his own vomit because of alcohol consumption, sadly. The group decided to disband. They determined that their drummer could not be replaced. This date, 1980. 1981, we're remembering Ruth Bader Ginsburg here, the notorious RBG, with her passing here in the last few days. Sandra Day O'Connor sworn in on this date, the first female justice on the Supreme Court. That was this date, 1981. 1983, 2 years later.
The radar was showing a single missile inbound from the United States. Now the race was on. Was it real or a computer error? His boss accepted over the phone it was a likely fault. But as soon as he hung up,
so this was a scary day, 1983. There was a false return on the Russian radar that looked to be a U.S. missile attack in their early warning system. It ended up being the sun's reflection bouncing off of the ionosphere or whatever. And this Soviet soldier, Stanislav Petrov, averted what could have been worldwide nuclear war, 1983. So that's got to be a hoax. And it, or not a hoax, but a false return, a false alarm. And it was back in 83. Now in 1990, the UN, you know, had the Iraq invasion of Kuwait going on, and we were getting ready for Desert Shield. The UN Security Council voted on this day to impose an air embargo against Iraq. Cuba, the only dissenting vote. Cuba being Cuba, Cuba doing what Cuba does, Fidel being Fidel, they dissented. That was this date, 1990. 1992.
A judge in Florida could decide an unprecedented case of family law as early as tonight. The court heard dramatic testimony today from the boy who wants to divorce his birth parents and be adopted by his foster parents. Correspondent Juan Vasquez is covering for us.
Sorry, Warren, we don't have time for your report. I'm sure it was Muro award-winning stuff, but that was this date, 1990. what year was it, 92, that Florida judge eventually ruled that, yes, he can divorce his birth parents and go on to live with his foster parents. He changed his name from Gregory Kingsley to Sean Russ. He didn't even like the first name that his real parents gave him. He completely changed his name. I'd like to see what he's doing today. If I had a harder working staff, they could have maybe done a little research here. Or we could have Neil do this.
I'll look that up.
Virtual Neil. Virtual Neil can't look stuff up. I'm just a, you know, man behind the curtain kind of thing here. He can't, sadly. That was 1992. 1995. Hey, Virtual Neil, this is Mariah Carey.
Huh? Huh? I only watch Gunsmoke.
So this song by Mariah Carey debuted this date, 1995. The name of the song is Fantasy. Became only the second single ever to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. The first one was a Michael Jackson song, You Are Not Alone. The diva Mariah Carey, big time here, 1995. Let's remember the very funny Don Adams.
You might as well hand over that gun blaster because this yacht happens to be surrounded by the 7th Fleet.
I find that hard to believe.
Would you believe the 6th Fleet?
I don't think so.
How about a school of angry flounder?
Well, Don Adams, Get Smart, Tennessee Tuxedo, Inspector Gadget. Always love his stuff. He was 82 and he passed away on this date, 2005. 2015 news.
Bruce Jenner the man is now Caitlyn Jenner the woman. Bruce Jenner's identity has been legally changed to Caitlyn Marie Jenner, as approved by the Los Angeles Superior Court. Jenner's attorneys were in court without her for the hearing, asking if there were any objections, to which there were none.
That was 2015. Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner. I am Kate. 2015. I'm not Kate. He is now Kate. That seems like that was just a couple of years ago, but that was actually 5 years ago, 2015. And then 4 years ago, we lost the king.
Golf legend Arnold Palmer is dead at the age of 87. Palmer is part of golf's Big Three, widely credited with popularizing and commercializing the sport during the 1960s. The King, as he was known, joined the PGA Tour in 1954 and went on to win 7 majors during a half-century-long career.
What a character. Got a chance to see him a number of times playing in the greats of golf out at the 3M Championship at, well, it was at first Bunker Hills and then later on at the TPC. But just a great character, great ambassador, great spokesperson, and I think the only professional golfer who could wage war against another country because he had his own army. Arnie's army had his own army. Not a big country, maybe the Sudan or the Netherlands. I don't know if the Dutch would have had much of a chance against Arnie's army, but that was this date, 2016. That's 2016. Arnold Palmer dead at the age of 87. That was right before we had the Ryder Cup here as well. I remember going out to the Ryder Cup, and they had a lot of Arnold Palmer salutes and tributes 4 years ago. Birthdays.
Hello, I'm Baba Wawa, and welcome to Baba Wawa at Large. We are indeed lucky to have as our guest tonight the greatly respected and world-renowned creator of shuttle diplomacy. Sometimes controversial, but to my mind, a really regular guy. Secretary of State, Dr. Henry Kissinger.
Barbara Walters is 91. That might be Barbara Wawa, not Barbara Walters. From Saturday Night Live. And, of course, Gilda Radner doing a great job there. 91, Barbara Walters going strong here. Formerly of The View here most recently. Michael Douglas, 76 today.
Alex, that's your choice, honey. That has nothing to do with me.
I just want to be a part of your life.
Oh, this is the way you do it, huh? Showing up at my apartment?
Well, what am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I mean, I'm not going to be ignored, Dan.
Oh, my goodness. Glenn Close. Scary. Scary. 76 for Michael, although I got to get her recipe for rabbit soup. Michael Douglas, 76. So many movies. I mean, way too many to even begin to start listing them off. Of course, he started, I think, at least first wide recollection of Michael Douglas being in something is Streets of San Francisco. He is 76 today. It says former supermodel. Now, once you are a supermodel, aren't you always a supermodel? Cheryl Teagues is 73. Potsy.
Hey, Joni, what do you do with this kid?
I happen to be his date.
Oh, I thought you were his babysitter.
Sit on it, Potsy.
How many times did Potsy sit on it? Who sat on it more? Was it Potsy or Ralph Melf? I remember the one time when Mrs. C told Fonzie to sit on it. That didn't go over well, but he respected her, no doubt. So Anson Williams, who played Potsy, became a pretty good TV director as well. Anson Williams, and he would sing on just about every other episode of Happy Days. 71. Mark Hamill, he's Luke Skywalker.
The Force is strong in my family. My father has it. I have it.
And my cat has it. I think that's what it might... Nope.
My sister has it.
That's it. That's it. Luke Skywalker. Leia, I am your brother. So Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, 69. He reprised that role in the last two, at the end of the first one, and then the last two, the Rise of Skywalker and the Last Jedi. He had some not so great things to say about the Last Jedi. I think he liked the third one better. Ended up being the ninth one. 69 today for Mark Hamill. Heather Locklear is on our list here today. Probably could have been a supermodel if she wanted to, but she wanted to be a TV actor. Melrose Place, Spin City, and this little ditty. Bill Shatner traded in his phaser on stun for a shotgun and a department issued pistol. TJ Hooker. The question is who had better hair on that television show? Who had better hair? That's the question. Was it Heather Locklear or Adrian Zemed? Good question. 59 for Heather Locklear here today. How you doing over there, Virtual Neil?
Huh?
Doing okay?
Let's do it, cheater.
Scottie Pippen, I don't think he was a cheater. Sometimes he didn't always get along with Michael Jordan. But he's 55 today. We got to know a little bit more about Scottie Pippen on that Michael Jordan documentary. And Scottie at times wasn't all that too flattered how he was depicted. 55 today.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Jean-Claude Van Damme, I'm fine.
Will Smith, talented guy, right? Rapper, actor, he could do it all. Will Smith is 52. He talked to himself in the mirror a lot on that show, more than the evil witch in Snow White. Will Smith, 52 today.
I have had the proper instruction since I was 4.
Has Zorro met his match? That's the question here in this scene. Catherine Zeta-Jones. So how cute is that? That Catherine Zeta-Jones, Zeta, tomato, tomato, and Michael Douglas share the same birthday. He, of course, robbed the cradle a little bit. 76 for Douglas, and Catherine Zeta-Jones is 51 here today. And, of course, Zorro is all masked up, ready to go. 51 for Catherine Zeta-Jones. The Shermanator. Everybody remembers the Shermanator.
She's around. Seems she's taking a liking to me. Fellas, it's time she experienced the Shermanator.
Yeah, okay, Sherman. Whatever.
Chris Owen, the American Pie films, very entertaining, and enjoyed them. The first one especially. Chris Owen is 40 today. Our very own Rocco Baldelli. Rocco Baldelli, manager Amore. Rocco Baldelli, Twins manager. He's got the Twins on the cusp of another division title here. They control their own destiny. Let's just say that going into the weekend with 3 games left. Player and now manager of the Twins. I feel so old that the current manager of the Twins was born when I was in like 4th grade. Rocco Baldelli is 39.
I don't know. I'm feeling lucky.
Ooh. Oh, you really have a bat for the Falcon, don't you?
It's mutual. Trust me. She belongs with me.
He did a wonderful Billy Dee Williams impersonation in the, speaking of Star Wars, the Solo movie about Han Solo. And you get to see how Han Solo got his hands on the Millennium Falcon. Lost him in a card game, did Lando Calrissian. Donald Glover is 37. He's also our rapper of the day, too, because he raps under the name of Childish Gambino.
Huh?
Childish Gambino.
Huh?
Is his rap name. Donald Glover, 37. All right, gone but not forgotten. Neil Staff left me William Faulkner, the Nobel Prize-winning author, hails from Mississippi. William Faulkner, 1897, Scooter Rizzuto.
That ball is out of here! The Yankees win the pennant! Holy cow, Chris Chambliss on one swing!
Gotta love his holy cow calls. Now, he had a holy cow call, so did Harry Carey. But Harry Carey's more of a, like this. He was more, holy cow! And Rizzuto's more, holy cow. It was cool, quicker, wasn't it? He didn't dwell on the holy quite as long as Harry Carey. I don't know, Harry Carey might have been more of a religious man, I don't know. But Scooter Rizzuto also, he invented a very tasty rice dish, I think, 1917, and he's my Superman.
Lois, there's something I have to tell you. I'm really...
I was, at first, really nervous about tonight. But then I decided, well, darn it, I was going to show you the time of your life.
That's Clark, nice.
So the opening 15, 30 minutes or whatever, he almost unveils to Lois Lane that he is Superman. And he almost did. He took his glasses off. He was about to do it. And he goes, you know what? We've got four more of these movies to make. We can't. Well, it's Christopher Reeve. Of course, just tragic in that equestrian accident. And then he died again way too early. Christopher Reeve, born on the state, 1952. Now they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
Today's almanac wrapped up here. It's 9:04. That means our favorite Bobathon of the week. It's the Friday Bobathon.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.